Hey, church, welcome back to the Kingdom Dynamics podcast. I'm Jonathan here in Melbourne, Australia, and hopefully you've enjoyed the last few episodes on biblical marriage and more recently on gardening, your life as a garden. Today, I come to you in trembling, like Paul said in Corinthians. He said in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, I resolve to know nothing while I was with you, except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I came to you in weakness and fear and with much trembling. So this is what I feel today. I know what I know. I know what I know. And, you know, I know that I'm preaching to the choir. There's no way that you're listening to this podcast unless you are, you know, hungry for God. Unless you're seeking out for God and for His kingdom, or maybe you're super spiritual and you just stumbled across this podcast somehow because of a keyword on YouTube. Maybe God wants you to listen to this message today, but I know what I know. I know what I know. And I remember, you know, as a teenager, I was a kleptomaniac. I would steal things, you know, from people's houses. And what I found was the moment that I was born again at 18 years of age, the power of sin was broken. I never stole again, not willfully, subterraneously like that. I never smoked marijuana ever again. Not that I, you know, chose that as a moral choice, but the power of sin. I was a slave of sin. And this is where the Bible is real. My experience is that I tasted and saw that the Lord was good. I experienced God and I had an encounter with God at 18 years of age. And then it was after I believed, after I tasted and saw God and believed in my heart, that I proved the Bible to myself. God, through life experience, everything in the Bible is true. So, I don't know if you can understand this, but Jesus is absolute truth. And I have a message for the body of Christ today, the message for the church today. And that is that we are the bride of Christ, and a woman is cleaned by her husband. She's actually cleansed by the words of her husband. And Jesus said this to Peter at the Last Supper. He wanted to wash Peter's feet, and they had this little argument. But Jesus said this. He said to Peter, "You are clean because you have received my word. You are clean because you've received my word." So what I want to say is Jesus Christ is our husband, if we are part of his body. If you're not a Christian, this is going to sound a bit strange, but Jesus Christ is the head of the church. The church is his body, in the same way that the man is the husband is the head of the wife. Okay, so it says in Ephesians chapter 5, "Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church," parallel here, "and gave himself up for her, to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word." See, the woman is... So let me put it this way. When a husband says to his wife, "You're beautiful, I love you," she becomes radiant. You know, if he's saying to you, if the husband is abusive and he's saying to the wife, you know, you four-letter word, it's going to show on her face. It's going to show in their children. The husband is the head. You know, the Chinese have a saying, water runs downstream. So I really As I said, I know nothing, but I'm coming in fear and trembling. I'm coming from the heart of Jesus, which is, would you and I, would the church, would we listen to him? You know, is it enough to receive his word? His word is enough. And I find it really interesting today as I was reading 1 Thessalonians again. Sorry, 2 Thessalonians again. And it says, they perish because they refused to love the truth. They perish because they did not love the truth, because they loved not the truth. So these aren't people who don't know the truth. These are people who don't love the truth. And I believe that it's possible to be a Christian but not love the truth. It's possible to know what is the right thing to do but to not do it. And the Bible says that he who knows what is right and doesn't do it, to him it is sin. So my encouragement to you, church, to myself, is to read the book of Revelation again. Read the letter from our husband in chapter 2 and 3. If we are his wife, we will become radiant. And I can give you 100 scriptures about this. When we look to our Father, when we look to Jesus, when we look to God, when we seek the kingdom first, when we set our eyes on things above. In other words, you know, when we build our life on the rock. In other words, our success depends on our reciprocation of his words, on our receiving of his words. We are the soil that receives the word of God. We are the soil that receives the seed. We are the ones that have to repent. We are the ones that have to make a response. Jesus is loving his bride. He's loving his church. He's speaking over her today. And I believe that this, in Revelation here, chapter 3, I believe this, you know, this is the, if we have a husband and he has written a letter to us, then that's going to be really important to read. You know what I mean? Like, if our cleansing is dependent on receiving his words, if our perfection is dependent on receiving his words, if our ability to be built up, if our ability to become mature, if everything in the church depends upon these words in Revelation, then we'd better receive them. But more than that, we'd better love them. The difference between knowing the truth and doing the truth is to love the truth. If you love the truth, you'll do it. And we live in days where, you know, you can be in a church that knows the truth but denies the truth. You know, knows the Son but denies the Son. Knows the truth but is devoted to doctrines of demons, you see. So it says here in Revelation chapter 3, the church letter to the church in Sardis, wake up, and strengthen all that remains before it dies. For I haven't found your works to be perfect in the sight of God. So remember all the things that you've received and heard. This is it, guys. Remember all the things that you've received and heard. And then turn back to God and obey them. So I feel like that sort of summarizes the others, but you can read it in your own time. Revelation 2 and 3. These are the letters to the messengers of the churches. And it says, you know, to all the churches. So each letter to each church is also for all of us today. And that's clearly evident in the wording. So, Father God, we just thank you that you've given us your Son, Jesus Christ. He's the firstborn from the dead, the firstborn as a new creation. And we are just like him if we are made in his image, if we are transformed into his image. How are we transformed, God? By the washing of the water of the word. So, Jesus, today we receive your word. We, the church, receive your word. You know, like the soil needs to receive the seed and then the water to make it grow. We receive the seed. Like Mary, who was willing to be overshadowed by you, Father God. We say, let it be done to us as you will, God. We agree with your word, Jesus. We agree with your words. We will do your words. Help us to be those who love you because we obey you. Jesus, I repent. I repent. You know, on behalf of the church, for not obeying you, God, for having a form of godliness but denying its power. Forgive us, God. I stand in the gap. I stand in the gap. Lord, build the walls of the church. Build the walls of Jerusalem. Build up your body. Strengthen your body, Father God. Forgive us where we haven't had eyes to see, where we haven't had ears to hear. Lord, open our eyes. We come to you to buy milk and honey without bread, without money, Father God. We come to you to get the gold that's refined in the fire. Jesus, we make you our one thing today. We make you our source. We return to our first love. We expose the teachings of the Nicolaitans, those who would put their faith in works or whatever that was talking about. We deny and expose and refute and expose and deny and rebuke and cut off the teaching of Jezebel, Father God. Lord, of sexual perversion, Father God, we know the truth. We know that marriage is between a man and a woman, Father God. We repent of all ungodliness. We ask you to forgive us for our sin in Jesus' name. Thank you, God, that the power of sin is broken. Thank you that your word has been spoken. And we commit, don't we? We commit to daily positioning ourselves under the words of Jesus. We will receive your words. We're going to make sure we spend time with you to receive your words. Not our religious interpretation or affiliation, but what did you really say in the Bible, Jesus? You know, guys, these are the days where people will not be lovers of the truth. They might know the truth. They might even say the truth, but do they obey it? And these are the days where you will see very clearly who is of God. You know, anyone who loves his brother is of God. Anyone who walks as Jesus walked. Anyone who has the Spirit is filled with the Spirit. I'm just quoting 1 John here. But what I hear like a powering up, you know, the sound like on a movie when a huge, you know, engine is powering up. You know, this sort of like this. I feel like there's this great deception that's powering up right now. And many are going to be deceived. You know, will Jesus find faith on the earth? Yeah, he's going to find faith. But, you know, what he means, obviously, is faith in him, faith in God. You know, what is your faith going to be in? Because there's going to be a great deception, a great tribulation. Even the letter of Revelation begins by John saying that he's writing this, you know, to those who are of the persecution like him, to those who go through the persecution. I can't find it in this digital version because I was reading it in my paper-based Bible this morning. Thank you, Jesus. John said, I, John, bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus. Oh, no, I can't find it. Interesting. So we thank you, God, and we just want to position. So let's do that, guys. Let's position ourselves under the waterfall of the words that come from Jesus. The words that come from Jesus. The words that come from Jesus. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. He said, don't go. If you hear someone saying that Jesus is out in the desert, don't go. So we cling to you, Jesus. We cling to your words. The safest place for a wife is to be under and with her husband. I wonder if Eve was with Adam You know, would she have eaten of that tree? We can only speculate. But we want to be clinging to Jesus. And you may want to read Song of Songs chapter 8 and just see how the bride and Christ relate to each other. Thanks, guys, so much for listening. God bless you. I'm Jonathan. This is the Kingdom Dynamics podcast. I also published a video a year ago, and it's very significant. If you want to look it up, I'll put it in the description here. It's a little bit different to what I normally preach. It's a little bit more apocalyptic, let's say. Okay, love you lots. Bye for now.